Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is seminarian Jake Asuncion. He's a seminarian for the Diocese of Columbus, studying at the Josephinum. Welcome again, Jake.
What's up?
Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for this day. We ask, O Lord, that you bless all of our listeners, help them, especially those who are struggling at this time for whatever reason, that your healing hand may be upon them. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, you know, Jake, in our last bit, we were talking about kind of your story leading up to your time with Catholic Youth Summer Camp, and we're going to continue with that. But I wanted to kind of reflect on a few little things. So you mentioned, you know, you grew up in a Filipino household. You know, and it's, you know, there's a beautiful kind of Catholic faith in the Filipino community, especially very strong devotional life. And you mentioned the rosary. And although we know, you know, from your story that you fell away for a while, there was still a sense where the faith was there. And I thought maybe you could reflect a little bit about the contribution of your family and your home life and devotional life in those early years, and how that still maybe is a part of who you are now.
Yeah, so my mom had like a little shrine in her house like all the time, and it was always like a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary and like this big picture of the Blessed Mother with like the angels, cherubim, seraphim surrounding her while she's holding, you know, the child Jesus, and with like a bunch of these other pictures and stuff like that. And I don't know, like every time I'd walk into that house, it's just like, oh, there's like her shrine and everything. But like it was big. Like I'm telling you, like if you walked in there, like that should be like some sort of like national shrine just because how eloquent and like decorative it was and everything. So, but I remember like with the prayer group that I was talking about, there would always be like a Blessed Mary statue that would go from like house to house every week. And every time it would come to our house, I would have to lead the rosary. Now, there were times where, like, my mom would call me, and she would, like, all right, Jake, let's pray the rosary. And then I'm just in my room, like, no, I'm, like, busy as I'm, like, playing video games or watching TV, you know, stuff like that. But she always made sure that I at least tried to pray, you know, or at least, like, lead the rosary, at least in her case. And I did learn how to pray the rosary by the time I was, I don't know, 6 or 7, you know, because we always had these booklets and whatnot. But that carried me like so far, and my mom always dragged me to church no matter what, even though like to me it wasn't important, like to her it was, because that was just her faith. And that, and as you were saying, like that's just the beauty of like the Filipino culture and tradition. Like there's something important here that like God requires of us, but like not like forcing us, but like something that like is in our lives so that like it can be more important, the things that surround us, to where like God is like the center of our life.
Beautiful. In your story, you were you had some rough years at Akron, and some trouble and some partying and things like that when you were in university, but then you, through kind of this experience with Father Wilson, you end up working on the staff at Catholic Youth Summer Camp. And, you know, it seems to me, and maybe you could talk a little bit more about that, but there was a bit of a conversion experience while you were working at the camp. Is that, or does it come a little bit later down the...
It comes a little bit later. So it was the weekend where I had to like go for like a retreat. It was just from Friday to Sunday, but something had sparked while I was there. I didn't know what it was at the time, but something was moving me towards that conversion.
And then you go back. So then you go back to university after that summer.
After the summer at Catholic Youth Summer Camp, yeah, I went back to Akron.
And then how did your faith kind of unfold from that point?
Oh man, I just got to mention one thing. When my faith had really like drove me was when I came back, as I was mentioning in the first interview, and it was actually when I was in working in the kitchen, and people who are hearing this right now, and I've been to Catholic Youth Summer Camp, know that on Wednesdays we do like adoration on the beach. And that was just like the time where I had to just lay it down for the Lord, you know, like, Lord, like, I don't know why you keep coming back to me. Like, I'm just a sinner and everything. And I just remember like just that prayer. And also it was a beautiful day out as well. Like there wasn't a, well, there was one cloud in the sky, but that cloud ended up turning into like a big rain cloud. And I just remember like praying there and it's just pouring down rain and whatnot. But like, to me, it was like a, it was like a washing, you know? And I just remember like going up to the Lord, cause we, you go up and venerate the monstrance, but I remember like going up to the Lord, I'm like maybe 5 feet away. And like, this was like my chance to say like yes or no to the Lord. And surprise, surprise, I said yes to the Lord. And after like we all venerated the monstrance, like it stopped raining right there. And I remember just afterwards, I was just like, all right, Lord, I said yes to you. What now? You know? But then a couple of days later, as like I was in prayer, I prayed that same prayer. And I was like, all right, Lord, like I love you and everything. Like, what do you want me to do now? Next thing you know, the Lord just like lays it silently and gently on my heart. Think about seminary. And a lot of wrestling and a lot of like doubt in my mind about seminary had come. But this initial yes to the Lord and like how I can serve him now also brought the other question, like, how am I going to do that when I'm at Akron? And thank God that week, the vocation director, Father Mike McCandless, was there. And I asked him that question, like, how can I serve the Lord while I'm at Akron? And so he ended up getting me connected to the president, or I think she was now the vice president, Katie Brumball. And after I had left Catholic Youth Summer Camp and was still wrestling with like that question of vocation and everything, I ended up, I went back to Akron and I wanted to get involved. So I went to Mass, daily Mass at St. Bernard's, where our Newman Center was also attached to the church. I think I did call Katie, but I remember specifically talking to the priest, and he got me involved, or he got me in contact with a guy named Andy Yudovich, who is now one of my very close friends, because he was the vice president of the Newman Center, well, which is actually called Rue Catholic now. And I remember calling him and just telling him how I want to get involved and whatnot. And he was like, all right, well, we have an event in a couple of days at the Newman Center. How about you come over and, you know, make yourself known? So I went over there and I was a little afraid at first, but I just remember the joy that people had when I first went to Catholic Youth Summer Camp. And I saw the exact same joy and happiness and whatnot that I saw at Catholic Youth Summer Camp, also at the University of Akron. So it was like that initial, like, I need to get involved and I need people to surround me to help me become a saint, basically.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Jake Asuncion. He's a seminarian for the Diocese of Columbus. You know, Jake, that yes that you made at Catholic Youth Summer Camp is, you know, I think that's a key part of all of our journeys in conversion, is there has to come that point where we say yes. I mean, you know, even Our Lady at the Annunciation, that is her yes. And each of us have to have this kind of yes at some point. John Paul II frequently talked about a personal conversion or surrender to the Lord. So it's, I think it is key, you know, like we almost kind of remember where that yes was, where it took place, when it took place. And then, you know, the other thing that really struck me too from your account is, you know, this sort of wondering what now, and how the Lord did kind of place the vocation on your heart, and that our conversion leads to mission. And that mission, of course, might be a particular vocation, but definitely it's a mission as a disciple and how he might be sending us on. And in your involvement then at Akron with the student organization there, Did you, I mean, was there kind of growth in the faith then in those, that time? Or?
Oh, don't even get me started. You have, wow. Talk about from like a small mustard seed to a mountain, basically. You know, as I was saying before, like I needed to surround myself with people that were going to challenge me and basically help me become a saint. I mentioned those names, Katie Brumbaugh and Andy Yudovich. Well, there are just so many other names that I could, you know, put on the table. But that growth, I can't even explain to you. I always like say like the importance of like holy friends that you need, you know, for this journey in life. And I just don't know what to say, how thankful I am for like those people in my life. But I think even aside from that too, I think a year or two before I got involved with Rue Catholic, they had established a perpetual adoration chapel as well. And I remember when I like was starting to get involved with Rue Catholic, the secretary showed me, you know, the perpetual adoration chapel. It was like tucked like in this basement basically, where you couldn't really, like you really wouldn't know unless someone showed you. But she like showed me it, and it was just a simple chapel, wasn't really big, but I mean, Jesus was there, you know, anyone could go there during the time of day. So, but it's, you know, friends and adoration was really like jump started and really like gave me the growth in the faith.
Well, excellent. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Jake Asuncion. He's a seminarian for the Diocese of Columbus. We're going to continue this conversation, but until next time, peace and all good.